Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and we got us a bracket, boys. We got that we're going to break down. You got Daniel Union coming in on Wednesday to talk
with us.
Yeah,
he was up here working for the national side and ran into Craig Larson. I was up here working on some players yesterday, and Daniel Union, formerly of Willow Ridge, formerly of Duke, played in the NBA for a little bit. Daniel Ewing's going to join us. He knows a thing or two about brackets.
You think?
Yeah, I don't. He never had to sweat a Selection Sunday.
No, he did. Well,
that was
he had to watch his team not make it for the first time in, what, 24 years, was it? Something like that, something stupid. I mean.
Yes, you know what? I guarantee you, without even knowing, it's the first time. I bet I can dial it back because it's when Greg Newton and Wojciechowski, it's the year that everyone said, and it did feel like, Krzyzewski just had a really bad back injury that year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When Krzyzewski's back was bad, and he's like, oh, it's getting worse! With every loss, his back got worse and worse.
Yeah.
And then he was gone that season. I don't know if that's actually how it played out, but I know that he didn't coach that year.
Right,
There's no way they made the tournament that year.
Yeah, it was in, missed the tournament in 94-95, and that was a bad back. Yep. They finished the end of the season with a 13-18 record.
That's 27 years.
Yeah. 27 years ago that they didn't make the tournament. So we got that going on. Man, the Texans.
Hey.
Listen.
I saw real grown-up moves over the weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had to get rid of Bernhard McKinney, although you did take on more salary cap than you had before.
But a player, at least.
Yeah, but Shaq Lawson is a player. You traded Bernhard McKinney. Congratulations, Dell. You're going to get 4 games out of Bernhard McKinney. Congratulations on that.
So here's the trade. It was Bernhard McKinney for Shaq Lawson, and that was it.
A late pick swaps.
Yeah. The Texans. No, was that?
Yeah, that
not
too.
The Marcus Cannon deal?
Yeah,
okay,
same
it was
thing.
On that one
same
too.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pick
not same
swaps.
Thing, not fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Right.
But late, maybe.
You know what? This time it's to the Texans' benefit.
Yes. Miami picks
the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shaq Lawson, Bernhard McKinney was going to likely be a cap casualty. When they added so the Texans the other day, we didn't even talk about this on Friday. They added Christian Kirksey.
Yeah.
And Christian Kirksey, he's been an average linebacker. He's a low-end starter to good backup, that type. He's had starting reps. He's been a starter. That's fine. I wouldn't call him a great starter, but what it turns out is that addition. Now, remember, they're going to a 4-3. Truth be told, Bernhard McKinney is actually a great fit as an inside linebacker and probably Zach Cunningham as a Sam, which is a strong side. But instead, Kirksey brings him another linebacker. They move the salary of Bernhard McKinney, but they get the salary back of Shaq Lawson. But it's a bigger need. Like, you can find linebackers. Yeah. They're going to a 4-3. And frankly, this is a sign that, thanks for everything, Whitney. And Whitney is a $3 million cap hit if they get rid of him. But Diana Rossini from ESPN said that she's hearing that Whitney Mercilus could be one of the Texans that they'd be willing to part ways with. Now, even if they take a hit for it, what they might be doing is looking for a player who can actually play in their defense. A corner, a fourth corner, backup safety.
Re-signing Vernon Hargraves is just a way of just saying
placeholder.
We give up.
I don't think it's an intentional give up.
No, he can't run. I mean, did Nick Caserio not get any of the film?
Well,
the defensive film?
I would say that he could still end up being a cornerback 4 in a perfect world.
A four?
Yeah. No, I mean if you fix your roster.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If you fix your roster.
You still have free agency to go. So there's actually a lot to get through in this segment.
Yeah.
In terms of the Texans, because I mean, I tell you what, we'll get through some headlines now, because the Texans thing is I'll tell you why I like a lot of the moves they made. They traded for Marcus Cannon, and all that was basically was just pick swaps. They basically swapped a bunch of picks late.
Yeah, but you move down from third in fourth, fifth, and sixth to 13th, 14th, or 15th.
But you also got a starting right tackle.
Yeah.
Which in turn is...
Didn't you have one that you picked at the...
He's going to be the starting guard. What they basically did was made a move, and Cannon has played guard too. Greg Bedard reached out yesterday and said he's played guard too, Marcus Cannon, but he stunk. So my guess is Cannon's going to play right tackle. They'll move Howard back to guard, which John and I will talk about that later, about whether or not his guard play as a rookie was not good.
I thought you said when he was drafted that you thought he'd be a guard anyway.
Well, I thought they could move him there, but after preseason, he wasn't good. Max Sharping was way better. They moved him out to right tackle, and he was comfortable in his spot. That's almost a separate conversation we're going to have, that I'm not sure that guard is the best move for Titus Howard. But either way, he's pass protector. And so what the Texans are going to get, I think they're going to lose a little as a run-blocking unit. They're going to gain as a pass-protecting unit by having a former tackle on Titus Howard or Marcus Cannon down in a guard. So they added Marcus Cannon. Is Fulton still on the roster?
Yeah, Zach Fulton is, yeah.
They haven't killed his contract yet?
No, but it's going to be Britt, I guess. Titus Howard.
Justin Britt, Titus Howard. My guess is Tunsil, Sharping.
Or Fulton instead of Sharping.
Tunsil, yeah. Tunsil, Sharping. Well, if that's the case, then Howard will go back to left guard. And then Fulton would stay right guard. If that's the case, I have a hard time believing that's the case. My guess is they'll draft a guard or bring one as a free agent. Or actually nothing. Or they'll just sit tight. And, all right, well, hell, let's just do this now. So Marcus Cannon comes in. He's got right tackle experience. That's where he's best. He's played guard. I don't think he's best at guard. He's an older player. He's 32 years old. This is more of a bridge player than anything, but it's Nick Caserio trying to get his roster a little bit better, which I don't think Fulton is Fulton's a good run blocker. He's terrible in pass protection. Terrible. So my guess, here's one thing that they could do. They could go Cannon at right guard, keep Howard at right tackle, Tunsil. The only change, it could be Cannon in for Fulton, because they didn't bring Cannon, I don't think, to be a swing tackle. I don't think. There's a chance that Marcus Cannon is a swing tackle where they say, okay, you're playing left or right tackle, and we're getting rid of Roderick Johnson. They could do that. They could.
Why would you do that? I mean, he's got to be on the field. He's got to be on the field.
I would think. And no, if he's on the field, he could be right guard in place of Fulton. Or he could be right tackle with Howard bumping down to right guard. Or, and this is what some people are trying to guess about, mostly fans, is Howard to left tackle, Cannon right tackle, and you move Laremy Tunsil. But that's impossible because Laremy Tunsil...
No one's taking that contract.
Laremy Tunsil is going to be a cap hit, and you just aren't going to...
No, you're not.
That's a hard position to find.
They're not doing that.
Well, you don't just get rid of positions that you have fixed. Like, the Texans have left tackle fixed now. Was it way too expensive? Yeah, but it's done. It's over.
No.
They got left tackle. Well, you're going to move him and get picks for him. You're getting picks so that you hope you can find another Tunsil.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't make sense.
No, you're not doing that. You're just going to wait till that contract expires, and then he's going to make a half of what he made this year. You see Kevin Zeitler pay 3 years, 22.7. Tunsil laughs at that contract. He just scoffs at that contract and says, see, you don't know what you're doing. You didn't get with Bill O'Brien when you could have.
22 a year.
22. Yeah.
That's what Tunsil gets a year.
A year. I know.
He pisses on 3 years.
He tips a little over $7 million a year. Are you kidding me?
Well, one would hope.
I'm not sure he tips that. I don't know what he does with his money, but it's a joke.
Gone to his Instagram page? I know where his money goes.
Drip. Clothes.
Drip.
Drip. Clothes. That's where his money goes.
He's one of those offensive line Instagram drip guys. The Joe Moore Award guys texted his picture 2 years ago like, we may have to kick him out of the group.
So
the offensive line group, look what he's wearing here. They were not happy with the drip on it. Like, O-line's not supposed to have this much.
No. And some offensive lines, him coming in like that.
Oh, yeah.
It would be brutal. I don't know. I just didn't like getting a 32-year-old and losing 30 picks by switching 30, dropping 30 picks in the draft. I don't know.
Did you like Fulton?
I didn't like Fulton.
Do you like Charlie Heck?
I don't know that
Are
I
you
love
a Charlie
Cannon.
Heck guy?
I don't know that I love Cannon. Although Cannon did do a nice job for New England.
No,
he did.
Cannon's
I remember
been
when he came in, who got hurt, and he had to come in, and he was
did
like,
a hell
he
of a
was
job.
Really good.
Marcus Cannon has been a much better player. You know, he beat cancer.
But he's been a solid player. Taking on more money with Lawson and taking
well,
on.
Well, Lawson's a starter.
And losing. I know. And so is Cannon. But to losing those draft picks, this is not a team that's, we got to tweak
but
here
you didn't
and
lose
tweak
picks.
There. You dropped in
yeah,
the draft.
Yeah, and this is why teams don't care
you
about that.
You don't lose picks, but
right.
You drop in the
this
draft.
This is why teams don't care about that. Their board is so different from your board. Like, there's so many players that once you get past, like, especially once you get into the last three rounds, which is what the Texans were doing, those picks are, your board is so different from other teams' boards that there's such an amalgamation of different players. And the Texans have so many needs at so many positions. I'm sure Nick looked at it like, who cares? We got to have, our board is going to look the way our board looks. We have so many players we need. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
These guys are backup and special teams guys anyway.
Right.
I don't think it's that big a deal. Now, getting lost is a big deal.
But is this the Patriot way where you lose picks in the draft?
They just lost
Not lose
spots.
Picks, but lose spots?
I don't think it's a... Like
don't
I said,
they move up usually? Don't they package and move up?
Sometimes to target a guy, but the Patriots weren't far away ever. The Texans are so far away. They're just like, it doesn't... For us to get the starter, all we're doing is we're just changing where we pick for special team and backup guys, hopefully. That's all we're doing. So it's really not that big a deal to me at all, flipping spots. Not fifth, sixth. Now, when we talk second and third, okay, it's a little different. Fifth, sixth, seventh, I don't care about that. Shaq Lawson fits Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith is an up the field 4-3 defense. Whitney Merciless just doesn't fit anymore. Honestly, he's not tough against
anymore?
The run, and he's not a rusher.
Anymore?
Well,
where does he fit?
Well, we've done that all year long. So
3-4, does he fit in a 2-5? Does he fit in a 1-6?
He's a cover guy in a 3-4. He's a 3-4 cover guy.
That's right, I forgot.
Romeo said that's his thing that he does.
7-12, ESPN 97.5.
And I guess Charles Omenihu will be the other end, which, Charles has a chance to be a pretty decent rusher. I don't love him against the run. He's so stiff, if you get him on an angle, like a down block, you kind of can move
him
off
the
spot.
No, you actually know.
But Omenihu has
and Lawson juice. On one side and Omenihu on the other?
So that's a New England, by the way, that's
with
a New England way.
Kirksey and Cunningham and whomever?
Yeah, they'll draft a linebacker. I'm sure they'll bring one in free agency. Listen, the Texans roster is going to be better this year.
Yeah.
Is it going to be noticeably better? I actually think it will, but to the general public, I don't know.
But what about not getting the number one overall pick? What is he screwing that up?
Well, I don't think Well, we'll see what happens with Deshaun. I don't think Shaq Lawson's going to have an impact on the number one pick. It's still your quarterback.
Okay.
It's still DW.
I just want to make sure we don't do that because the Rockets are doing their part. Woo! I just want to make sure the Texans do theirs.
We come back.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've seen Shaq Lawson. He's not going to have any effect on that potential
See,
number one overall pick.
No,
Shaq Lawson.
Well, congratulations. You got a guy that's going to play three
games. No, Shaq
games.
Lawson is fine. I'm not going to take a side of Shaq. I will just tell you that you know how the Texans have had these, like, Adonis defensive ends and Jadeveon and Mario Williams. You're going to be like, huh.
That's what he is.
When did defensive ends carry a stomach with them? You're going to notice. You remember, like, when basketball was big in the Big East, back when we actually cared in the late 80s or 90s, when you had, like, these bad body point guards who wore T-shirts under their jerseys?
Yeah.
Shaq Lawson's one of those types.
Is Shaq a bad body guy?
Look, a defensive end in Miami probably shouldn't be wearing an undershirt.
Yeah.
He wears one.
We're judging his play on his
no,
undershirt.
No, I'm not.
Now that he's out of Miami,
I'm
he's
not,
body shaming.
I'm not judging his play. I'm just saying you're going to be like, huh, you don't look like Mario
what he is,
Davion.
Typical,
at all.
You know what he is? He's a New England end who doesn't have a lot of juice around the edge, but he's very strong. He's got long arms. He's a power player. Kind of the way Omenihu actually fits that Patriot model too of long arm rusher who's strong and rah, 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 like theatric wise, like Flowers.
Where
was.
Is he on the Shaq meter? Shaq Barrett?
Less.
Shaq O'Neal?
Less. Shaq Thompson?
Shaq Griffin?
He's worse than Shaquille Griffin.
And he's worse than all of them?
Less than Shaq.
He's low. Shaq Lawson than Shaq is Thompson? The lowest rung on the Shaq.
Of all the Shaqs you're going to run into in the NFL, he's probably, I mean,
he's
at the
pretty
bottom,
low. But
maybe.
Here's the thing. You know, I was not a big fan of his coming out. I had a second. Everyone else was. Like, he was one of these guys that I couldn't. This is my second year doing it. I just like, what does everyone see? Like, now I don't sweat it anymore, but I used to think, why does everyone have him in the first? I don't. What am I missing? Now I'm that kind of way with Ronnie Perkins from Oklahoma. I think he's a fourth or fifth rounder.
Well, let's first talk about Craig DeSurf. When we come back, though, we got to talk about the Rockets and the beauty that is Houston basketball right now.
We got to set a new total on when they get to, can they get to 20, the quest for 20. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, if your quest is for a brand new vehicle, I've got some suggestions for you. And I'll start off with your opportunity to get your hands on a great vehicle like Chevy Trax. It's a five-person SUV. It's a crossover vehicle, crossover SUV. What it means is it's for five people. It's like what you'd see in a sedan, but it's got a crossover vibe to it, more space in terms of that trunk area and the backside. It really looks fantastic, and they've got some unbelievable dealer cashback incentives going on for you right now. This is a great vehicle if you are going to go from a car to an SUV. This is that smaller SUV look. For a first vehicle, this is a fantastic price with an unbelievable sporty design. And Chevy just does it with so many different vehicles. The Traverse, if you want a larger crossover vehicle, that's what I drive. And it's great for my entire family. Plenty of cargo space. If you're looking for a pickup truck, of course, the Chevy Silverado has been at the top of their game for years and years. And what they have now is incredible. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com to shop Chevy Buick GMC at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Chevy, we are professional grade.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. 619, ESPN 97.5. Did you see this, Dell? Not only did you get Bernard McKinney, but you got Art Acevedo.
Was that part
what do you
of the
mean?
Deal? Did they
I get the sheriff?
Deal?
You. Not the sheriff, the police
what,
chief.
I don't know what he does. Sorry.
Yeah,
what do you
it's mean? Not sheriff.
Isn't he a sheriff?
Like Banshee.
Isn't he a sheriff? I don't know what he does.
Like Lucas Hood, sheriff from Banshee?
Not everything
no,
is
not
related to
everything
that show.
Is Banshee.
God, I was going through it in my head last
does
night.
Does every
I'm like,
Mormon girl look like what's her name?
No.
She's Amish.
No.
Same
so,
thing.
Oh, the other one who's Native American, who's not really? Like, I'm trying to think, who's the hottest girl so far? Because he's five deep. He's already, well... He's got, there's already five, okay. There's
we,
already five girls.
I thought we were talking about Art Acevedo.
No, but before you get to Art Acevedo.
No, there's we a started new, with Art Acevedo.
I'm going to make a prediction. There's a new assistant district. Dell, have you gone into season two? Have you finished?
I watched that show like 5, 6 years ago. I don't remember everything about it.
Okay, there's an assistant district attorney who's come in, and I'm like,
oh
she's going to hit that.
So let me break this down for people.
It's going to be interesting. It's his first
generational hookup. As soon as she walked in, you're like, oh, yeah, there's more prey. Yeah.
Lance is surprised by Cinemax's ability to continue to put attractive women in roles.
It is Cinemax. What I'm shocked by is how often they're going full on topless.
It's Cinemax.
I know, but like, wouldn't it be a one and done like Daenerys Targaryen? What's her name?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. After season one, she didn't really have to do
but
that
Banshee
anymore.
She didn't get big like
she
Game really, of Thrones.
No, well,
she was a
she
star.
Stopped. She stopped. Though.
She stopped because she was a star. These girls. I'm like,
they're not stars.
I'm not sure this is ever going to end.
Well, that's the same with Outlander. She just kept getting naked. Yeah. Naked. Yeah.
So, did you just see? You didn't miss what he did.
These no, are the moves I'm seeing.
What about Art Acevedo?
It's the best show.
What's he doing?
Only you Twitchers were
to see what he did multiple times. Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Because that's what happens. That's why it's a great show.
You're an enthusiast.
One second, that Adidas sweatshirt is embarrassed now.
You're just sitting there.
It took advantage
in bed. An Amish girl's just sitting there in bed with just her own thoughts. In the next minute,
here we go. He took advantage of that sweatshirt.
Well, like, I mean, that probably happens more than how often he has sex.
An okay. Amish girl?
Yeah, Amish girl by herself.
Not a lot to do.
There's nothing to do. You got a TV. That's all you do is churn butter.
Is that on the hub?
Is that what we're calling it
and
now?
Build a barn.
Is that a search on the hub? Is that one of the search items?
All right. Yeah, so you get Art Acevedo in the Bernardrick McKinney deal.
Why?
He's going to Miami. I don't know. And the mayor says this. That's like getting Tom Brady or Michael Jordan of police chiefs.
Yo, this is huge if true.
Why is Art
if this
Acevedo
news is true, it's huge.
We're gonna
keep you posted.
I don't need it. Yeah. Is he gonna play inside linebacker too?
No, he's not an inside linebacker.
He might
he's
be able to rush passer.
Now all of a sudden your city is safer to go to football games.
Although no one will. I don't go to football games in that city anyway, so I don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well,
So you can just get you can sign as a free agent when you're a police officer?
Well, I don't know if his contract was up. He might have been.
Did the Miami city of Miami trade for him, or was he able to take his talents because he was a free agent?
Hey, respect my decision.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Respect my decision.
Was this a free agency move or?
No. Yeah. Yes. He's a free agent.
I thought the legal tampering period started today. Decision?
You know, there's no. I don't think that there's tampering.
I thought the legal tampering period started today. Oh, see, we're going to have to investigate. How did this deal get done before free agency started?
How do you know police chief free agency isn't already in the works? Is it a month old?
I thought everything went on the NFL timeline.
Well, listen, no. It must have started last night because he's the Michael Jordan or Tom Brady.
Yeah, they didn't want to let him get away. They kept him there. So now he is going to go. The Sylvester Turner did not franchise him. So now he's gone, and you guys have the first signing of police chief free agency.
So the Miami mayor was at Acevedo's door with an iPad?
Yeah, it's just like Daryl Morey, he had a Gmail account that you could send a, like, so you could show Goran Dragic. No, it wasn't Goran. Who was the big man? Marcin Gortat. Hey, look at how many people sent Gmails to you saying, please come to Houston. And here's an iPad. Wow, you make me feel so welcome. How much money? We're not even going full mid-level. I don't even get full mid-level.
But I got an iPad.
You gave me an iPad. This is great. I could buy with full med level.
Mm-hmm. That's like buying that Corvette for Eric Dickerson. Or what was that? A Trans Am for Eric Dickerson?
Well, Texas A&M just like.
Wait.
Here's this Trans Am. Like, this means we're good, right?
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of basketball, which I don't think we were, the Rockets lost again. And 134-107, if you would open up a parlay right now, or if you opened up a parlay, how many games ago? Let's see how many games in a row you would have won here. If you opened up a parlay and just put the Rockets in every night, 125-105, 132-114, 114-99, you'd have right now, Cleveland, 101-90, that's a winner. Memphis, 133-184, that's a winner. Toronto, an 11-point win, that's a winner. Cleveland, 112-96, that was a winner.
That was Bulls, Houston.
120-100, that's a winner. You'd have to go all the way back to February 17th, right? The Philadelphia 5-point win was a cover. Otherwise, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight. You know what that parlay would pay?
Yeah, a substantial amount.
Nine-team parlay?
Yeah.
If you'd have just opened one up and bet against the Rockets
every
night.
To determine how many open spots you have. So a five, let's say you did $100.
What if it was 10? Now you're sitting on Atlanta tomorrow night. You're sitting on Atlanta tomorrow night. What could that? What is that number going
to
be?
I'm going to tell you right now. Free parlay. So I'm looking right now, but that parlay would just pay an unbelievable. I'm looking for just a standard. what a standard 10-teamer pays
is just a standard 10-team parlay.
So somebody made an 11-team parlay in a $10 wager on a wild. Oh, this is on a wild.
10-team pays 720-1.
Yeah.
720.
Yeah.
So if you bet $10, 7,200.
Oh, 7,200, yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
You open up a 10-team parlay and just bet against the Rockets, you'd win 72. You're going to be on 7,200.
Well, what John's point is that not only are they losing, their losses are so substantial now, you can't put a number high enough on it, is what they're finding. I mean, yesterday, think about this, and this is how you tank. And I had to talk snacks off. Yeah, you know how you always say I get in trouble for saying everything's terrible? Well, the Rockets actually are terrible because they're tanking. I said, Snacks, if they get one of the top four picks, they get to keep their pick. If they don't, they're going to lose their pick. We want them to be bad. Unfortunately, that's the way this has to work out.
That's all you're going to
do. And this is how you do it. Boogie Cousins, not here. Eric Gordon hurt himself. Wood, out. Still. Imagine that. And maybe taking a vacation soon. Who knows?
John Wall out.
Like, this is how you lose by 20-something at home. Sterling Brown, Jayshon Tate. And you actually are getting Kevin Porter Jr. is looking actually decent. Like, Kenyon Martin Jr., Kevin Porter. You got two young guys who are getting minutes. This is the best of both worlds. They're getting experience and getting their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
The team.
Can't get any better.
It's actually not a bad thing.
And because you don't have any real, like, established NBA players, Oladipo can shoot as many shots as he'd like.
Oh. Or,
it's which great. Is great.
Or just open up a can of quit. Well, or just open up a can of, I don't care what any coach tells me to do. I'm just going to shoot.
Well, whatever. That helps.
Or not. The or cause. Just stand there.
That helps the cause.
I don't care. Either way, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. That was our Rocket segment. The Rocket segment is they suck. It is it is so hard to
and they
watch.
Got but some, that's fine.
They got some help yesterday because Minnesota beat Portland. So that race gets tighter. But they do have to worry about Orlando. Orlando's now lost 8 in a row. Yeah. And they only have 13 wins. So the Rockets got to keep it up because Orlando's charging.
Yeah, well, but the Rock. Listen, honestly, you look at this schedule. When's the next win coming?
I mean, they got their asses kicked by Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, kicked. I'm pretty sure Minnesota won. That's a pretty good sign that Minnesota's going to beat their ass coming up here. That's a pretty good sign right there. Minnesota is trending in the wrong direction. Congratulations, Minnesota.
Well, because they still get to keep their pick. They don't have to worry about it.
No,
are we
right,
sure?
Right.
Or do the Warriors have another one of their picks? How does that work out? I don't remember where they're situated.
How
but
are the Warriors so bad right now?
Well, they're 8-9 seasons.
I mean, they smashed the Jazz, but what happened to the Warriors?
Well,
there's no Klay Thompson.
No Klay, I guess. Yeah, but if you have Steph, and there was no Klay Thompson for James Harden, and he kept winning all
you just got the not, second overall
he's not,
pick.
He's not here anymore. You
he's
don't
got
have,
Wiseman.
You don't
he's
have to
got
compare.
Draymond.
You don't have to compare them anymore. It's not
well,
here
I guess,
anymore.
Can we stop talking about Klay about Steph being so great?
No, we won't. No,
all the Rockets fans are right. Steph never
great.
Deserved it.
He's still great.
He's still great.
729 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What about Lance McCullers?
What about him?
Pitching his ass off. Looking great.
I mean, that's what he has up his sleeve. The question is, when can he put it all together? Last year, he was dominant at times last year. I mean, the one thing that stands out was when they opened up that roof and the home runs started flying out and he just really struggled after that because he was dominant for the first, I want to say, three innings. And in the fourth, they opened the roof in Arizona, and home runs started flying out for both sides. And he was pissed, and probably rightfully so. Like, if you're going to do something that alters drastically home runs leaving the park, that needs to be at the beginning of the game. You don't do it in the middle of a game. Or that, he's probably right on that one. But do you doubt that he has some of the best stuff? Maybe not even
no,
the best
what
stuff?
I doubt is whether or not he can last the season.
Yeah.
And how, you know, if he can do it most outings, if he cannot get lit up when he loses.
So he told us on our me and Eric's podcast that he said the surgery he had makes your arm really strong. Like, he's changed, he altered some of his mechanics, but also it really is like having a brand new arm. Like, it's, once you get that surgery, the way his was done, that it was the ulnar or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I guess it's like, it's highly unlikely you get hurt again, which is great. What I worry about is if he can spot a fastball and keep working his fastball, I know the curve's going to be there. That guy's dominant. And when he spots his fastball, it's lights out. You're going to have a really hard time against him. But you're right. It's the mental. The mental for him is when he starts
and
to
the
struggle.
Because he isn't a big guy. He's a smaller guy. So the strain of 30 starts in a season is going to, you know, that.
He's pretty well put together, though. He's bigger than Roy was.
Yeah. No, but Roy was all ass and legs. Roy was really.
Lance is not
he was
a.
He was thick.
Yeah, Lance
he was
is not
than
a.
Lance is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Roy was that power that Roy had with those legs. Yeah.
Roy wasn't that big, though.
Yes,
I mean, he
was
the lower body. But
yeah, no, his lower body.
Lance
was
does, too. Lance can dunk, okay?
What? What does that mean? The next time he has to dunk while he's on the mound, then I'll worry about whether or not he can dunk. Okay, that has nothing to do with it.
Let's see. Let's look at Lance's thickness.
What?
See if Lance is thick.
I don't
see. He's kind of thick there.
Not like Roy. You don't remember.
You guys are having the wrong discussion about thickness. This is not the two guy, the two
right.
people
you
should
see,
be having a thickness discussion about.
Speaking of which, did you see Megan Thee Stallion last night?
Well, Meg V. Let's be familiar with Houston's own Meg Thee Stallion. I didn't watch it, but I heard the Grammys popped off a little bit.
Yeah,
they
what
performed.
Well, she decided that she wasn't going to wear much, and she was going to shake that booty.
Well, it's the song. The song makes you want to do that. They performed WAP last night.
Yeah.
Did anything get WAP?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
I don't know.
I don't
was
think that
the
question
stage
was asked.
Sanitized afterwards.
That's something you're
going to
see for yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure you can watch the performance.
Mm. Well, sure I will.
I bet you will.
Marty, look at this. Never do this.
Why would you?
Do you think this is trashy?
Marty, look
too.
At this. Never
do
this.
It. Of course she would say it's trashy.
Did you hear people freaked out because Bill Maher made some jokes? Twitter.
What did Bill Maher say?
It was a lot of BTS fans. I don't know if he must have said something to BTS about that. But people started losing their mind because Bill Maher.
Well,
I can't remember. He said something about the Latin American awards. And
why would he talk about BTS then? The Korean pop group?
Yeah, that's why. Well, a lot of BTS fans were upset.
Well,
which I don't think he said anything about them.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Find his. You can find it easily. Bill. It's just a real quick hit. What Bill Maher said before giving out the award for best Latin performance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's the one that popped off on Twitter yesterday, and he started trending, and people like, just cancel all white males. We must get rid of all white males.
Well,
like,
they've got a point.
Calm down.
What?
They've got a point.
Calm down.
That's not a point.
At this point,
I mean, wait.
Am I saying Bill Maher?
Yes, that's what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Bill Burr.
Oh.
Not Bill Maher. I'm sorry.
He can't be whiter.
Yeah, Bill Burr.
Bill Maher is, that's a.
Bill Burr was doing it at this point, Bill Burr, I meant Bill Burr. Bill Burr does it intentionally. And so you can find
the feminists are going nuts. Why is this cis white male doing all this Latino stuff?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a point. Why is he up there presenting that award? What's he know about it?
Because you're going to get people talking.
We have to have
watch this. I'll say something about Latinx or something. Watch everyone lose their mind. They'll immediately turn here.
We have to have the white male perspective on everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that's a perspective that hasn't got a lot of play lately.
No.
Or ever.
Zero.
Bill Burr has a hilarious, so his last one, Paper Tiger, was nominated for, I guess he lost to Tiffany Haddish, but Bill Burr was talking about, you know, his wife is black. And he's got, in his last comedy stand-up special, he talks about the differences they have with certain things and how he'll say some things and what she comes. It's so good. She'll look at me sometimes like, look at you. The white male perspective. Bill Burr on shows is just great. We've had him on twice. You and I've had him on three times. We had him here once at Nick's place, and then I had him on twice at 790. Huge sports fan.
Oh,
huge sports
fan. Just hilarious. Just a great guest. How about it's 7:30? It's 38 minutes in, and we haven't even mentioned the Cougs.
Well, that's on you guys.
How about the best for last.
How about this? The way that they're playing, a number two seed.
Let me tell you, I thought they were going to have some trouble against Memphis. They just squeaked by. If they hadn't, it would have been a monster fooder. But they just squeaked by there. And then I watched Cincinnati-Wichita State. Really enjoyed that game. Cincinnati's got three really good young freshmen, but a lot of turnovers. And Houston basically just said, this is grown folks.
Well,
like, one thing I noticed.
When I saw 13.5 as the line before the game,
I thought it was way too much.
Except
that it's 13.5 for a reason. And the grown folks said, this is not the kids' table.
No.
You go sit at the kids' table. And
holy
they kicked
crap.
Their ass inside and out, first half, second
well,
half.
But they knew. Here's why: they played on February.
Get Kelvin Sampson on the phone real quick.
They played on February 21st, 90-52.
I know.
They played yesterday, 91-54. It seems like Cincinnati does not match up well with the Cougs. That's a perspective. It's not my professional opinion.
It's a white male perspective. You can't take
a white
seriously.
That's just your white male perspective.
Stop rubbing your forearm.
It's a dark meat perspective. Mm.
Okay. It's your cisgender perspective.
Yeah, and it can't be taken seriously.
Is
90-52 and 91-54.
Let's get Kelvin Sampson.
Is Kelvin Sampson supposed to join us today?
Sampson should if you'd have called him.
Quick.
If you'd have called him, he'd be here.
Did you want him on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. We were expecting him right now. I thought he was going to be on in a
break.
Break. That's his boys, John and Lance.
Yeah, John and Lance want to talk to you.
Yeah, his guys, John and Lance.
Say it's Charlie doing the morning show.
Yeah, to be honest.
Charlie couldn't make that. He's on vacation. This is John and Lance. How you doing, Coach?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Wait, what?
Hey, guys. What is it? Ron and Lance? No,
Ron.
John.
Ron and Lance.
Anyway, check number two seat. A number two with Illinois. I'm not sure I'm crazy about that. But
I mean, Illinois is awfully good.
There's nothing you could do. It would be nice if you were in Michigan.
Let me tell you, it'd be nicer. But here's the thing. Yeah, Michigan caught a one seed. But Michigan
also.
And by
the time you play Michigan, though, if Michigan plays.
Well, they say he's out indefinitely.
Well, but they figure he might be back for that.
How about Juwan Howard saying he was going to kill? Who was the other coach?
Mark Turgeon.
He said he was going to kill him.
Well, don't start now, won't be none, Mark Turgeon.
Mark Turgeon doesn't feel like a guy you need to kill.
Oh,
why not? You don't know what that man said.
Well, just when I look at him, I just think not really killable.
Words hurt, Lance. He might have said something very flagrant.
But he
did you feel?
No, they've actually gotten into it before, and he got ejected. Juwan Howard got ejected for, I think maybe threatening to kill.
Threatening to kill him?
It will get you ejected.
Maryland alleges Juwan Howard told Mark Turgeon, I'll effing kill you.
Well, that'll get you ejected now?
They both got texts. No, it was just going to be a double tech until that happened. And did you see your team got into it yesterday? Alabama and LSU.
Oh.
They got into it before the game, and the SEC commissioner had to get out there. It was two coaches.
Yeah.
That had something to do with recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What about the player? Who was it? Iowa's player. That said, we'll see if all these Illinois games count in a couple of years.
What?
Yeah, Iowa and Illinois played in the semifinal. Illinois won. And for whatever reason, the Iowa player got into a back and forth with some Illinois podcast site or whatever. And they said, don't worry about us. We're going to be watching the final. He goes, yeah, okay. Let's see if that banner still stands in a couple of years.
It was Jordan Bohan. He said, let's see if that banner stays up. If you guys do win, good luck.
Because the Oklahoma... Their current coach had some issues at his previous stop with alleged cheating. Who's the new not new, but the Illinois coach was, I think, at Oklahoma State.
Underwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He was there 1 year, and they went on probation.
So Underwood's tab.
But it was the assistant that
yeah, so he took his shot.
He
yeah.
didn't even know what was happening. It was probably the
he
assistant.
He had no idea what was happening.
That head coach had no idea what was happening.
That's generally how it goes, right?
No head coach knows what's going on. No. All right, 713-780-3776.
Art Briles is like, what? What now? Who knew?
Time to talk
all
about.
The coach is like, what?
Well, we'll talk more about the tournament.
Bill O'Brien said, what'd you do?
On the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Truck Month. Okay, listen. It is the best time of the year, most significant savings, the best financing at Chastang Ford. You're going to get the – listen, they're always going to work their hardest for you. There is no question about that. But this month, Ford does more for you. So Chastang Ford can do more for you. Chastang Ford is always going to do the most that they possibly can. But whether you're in the market for the F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty, Chastang Ford has the truck you need at the price you want with no hidden fees. Now, there's all kinds of you guys are out there, and you need your electricians, your plumbers, your construction workers, contractors, refrigerator, roofing, restoration. This is the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. They know how to customize that van or a transit van, whatever it is that you need, they know how to do it. This is what they do every single day. That's why they're the best. That's why they're the best in commercial sales in the city of Houston. If you're looking for it, now, also retail, but it doesn't matter. There's no add-ons when you're talking about Chastang Ford. It's not what they do. They will never do that for you. And you can do it all online. You're going to love dealing with Chastang Ford. I do. And you will too. All you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com or get 5 minutes from downtown. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
746 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Man, we didn't mention Marvin Hagler. Marvin Hagler dies at the age of 66, I believe.
Yep.
And man, if you never saw a Marvin Hagler fight, his Tommy Hearns, his Sugar Ray fights, holy crap!
Those were the best.
I think those of all the fights.
So the fight years,
in a golden age of fights.
Well, the golden age of fights was in the '80s, and that was the golden age. Now he was actually I want to say he was a middleweight, so welterweight, middleweight. So the big four was Sugar Ray, Thomas Hearns, Marvin Hagler, and Roberto Duran.
Mm-hmm.
And they all fought each other. They all fought each other. And
that's when you used to fight.
Oh, my God. Hagler versus Hearns is one of the all-time great three-round fights ever. And I was a huge Tommy Hearns fan. Love Kronk Jim. Love Tommy Hearns. And watching Hearns rip up Hagler's face but cause no damage to him, like his body in person, it was so, like, Hearns was just slicing him up, and you realize this is a tank out there. Like, it's not going to matter. Unless he somehow stops this fight on blood, it's impossible because this tank is going to eventually tear through Tommy, and that's what happened. He tore through Tommy and knocked him out. Then Roberto Duran and Hagler fought, and it was a great fight. Hagler beat Duran, and then Sugar Ray Leonard had the famous fight where he ended up beating Hagler with this great game plan, just a great game plan to frustrate him. And but Marvin Hagler, probably he was from Brockton, Massachusetts, and I remember his record wasn't great. He's an interesting guy now. His record wasn't great because they threw him out there against fighters he wasn't prepared for and early in his career. And then once it all came together for him, he was like unstoppable. He was like the punches wouldn't stop. You couldn't hurt him. And eventually he would wear you down and just beat you up. And Marvin Hagler was so tough, so unbelievable tough. Do you know what he did after? You probably know. Do you know what he did after he quit boxing?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He went to Italy and became a movie star in Italy.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lived in Italy and became a movie star in Italy. So that's what Marvin Hagler, that's why he kind of had an interesting life. And then They said he died suddenly at 66. But, man, one of the truly great middleweights of all time, and a guy who was just as tough as they came. He looked like a – I mean, that's a guy, as soon as you saw him, he looked like a – he was a bouncer. He looked like a bodyguard. I guess in person, he'd have been like – probably would have walked around like 180 pounds. But, you know, as a boxer – man, few
oh,
guys
man, that was fun.
Him.
That was the best. That was the gold. I mean, when you had, you know, obviously
it would come on, and it would come on TV.
Yeah.
Like you would see it
on regular TV.
Some of them weren't even on pay-per-view. John the Beast Mugabe versus Marvin Hagler on afternoon TV on Saturday. No, what?
I remember having to go to at 87. That was the Leonard Hagler fight.
Yeah.
87.
Yeah.
We had to go to a – it was a – it wasn't a theater, movie theater. Maybe it was a movie theater. I think we went to a movie theater to watch it because they used to have them at different place. Oh, it was amazing how they – it wasn't pay-per-view. It was – I forget what they
called
it.
Oh, closed circuit.
Closed circuit.
Yeah.
Closed circuit. And, man, that was so much – man.
That was the original pay-per-view.
And that was when I stopped when
– do you know that was his
last fight?
I stopped
when Tyson bit the ear off. I said, I'm not paying for this. I'm not doing this
anymore.
We
talked about that a lot on the radio that day. But do you know that that's the – that fight – was his last fight ever.
Leonard fight?
That Sugar Ray Leonard fight was his last controversial decision.
That's
you know what? I said he had a bunch of losses. Well, he had three.
That's a bunch.
He was 62-3-2, but I mean, he lost to Willie Monroe and to Bobby Watts. He was 25-1, 20. I mean, I don't know how he got, he got beaten 10. Of course, he was never knocked out. Yeah, and then Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray was his last one. And he beat John Mugabe, Tommy Hearns, Mustafa Hamsho. I watched all those fights. Roberto Duran was a 15-round unanimous decision. TKO'd Tommy Hearns, KO'd the Beast Mugabe. God, man, boxing was so awesome.
Mm-hmm. That was a great time. That was the best time ever. That was the best time ever.
15 rounds. Can you believe those fights used to go 15 rounds?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wars. Ring wars.
And they go to decision? Wow. 751 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. 713-780-3776.
I want to reset what the Texans did. I'm really happy with what the Texans did yesterday. They flip-flop picks in the back half of the draft with the New England Patriots, and they get they get Marcus Cannon. So the Patriots pick up some space, some spots in the draft. Not picks, but spots in the draft. The Texans get a player who has starting tackle potential. My guess is, they haven't talked about it, my guess is they will try to move Howard down to guard again and see if that works and play Marcus Cannon at right tackle. Cannon has played guard also. They could look at playing him at guard. Whoever is better at guard, they could do that. Or, worst-case scenario, would be Marcus Cannon is a swing tackle at left tackle and right tackle where Titus Howard has not been healthy. There's maybe an outside shot that they could move Titus Howard to left tackle, Marcus Cannon to right tackle, and try to trade. But I have no – why would you – it would be a cap hit – and you'd be taking out one of the five or six best left tackles in football with Laremy Tunsil. That just doesn't make sense to me. Even picking up draft picks, then you still have to replace Laremy Tunsil. It just doesn't make any sense. It's hard. It's hard enough to replace a quarterback. It's really hard. I mean, it's hard enough to replace left tackle. It's really hard to replace quarterback. And you can't do both. Like, there's a chance you're going to have to replace quarterback now. You're not going to be able to – you don't want to have to replace both of them. So I was fine with that move. The other move is Shaq Lawson, who's a legit 4-3 starter. As Dell mentioned, I don't know that he's not going to be a star. He was best at coming up and scooping up fumbles and turning them into defensive touchdowns. That's where he really shined. How many did he have last year? One? Well, but it was like he had three. Like, they showed that one on loop a lot, and it felt like he had a ton. He was part, and he was the what I like to call the catalyst of one of the most explosive defensive
scoring
units. Didn't
y'all do that a bunch, though?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, he was.
He did it once.
He didn't cause them. He did it once. Congratulations. Emmanuel Ogba did a lot of the causing.
Sack, scoop, score.
Yep.
That's how we called it with the Roughnecks.
Well, he.
Okay. John, do a
That's
call.
That's how we do it.
He scooped like, and scored. That's what he did.
Can you call once. Let's say Lawson ends up on the Roughnecks.
What? That's a bad trade for the Texans.
I know, but if he
That's a bad deal. No. Shaq Lawson with the sack, the scoop, the score, touchdown.
Yeah!
Well, if that occurs at some point, Shaq Lawson's career took a downturn.
Okay, let's take a look at this.
Oh, did it?
Yes. Ooh, four sacks.
Who is 5-0 and who sucks? Ding, ding, ding.
Well, look what I'm seeing, Dell. Look what you guys lost.
What?
Force fumble, one. Mm-hmm. Fumble recovery, one.
Uh-huh.
Touchdown, one.
Uh-huh.
Pass defense, one.
Mm-hmm.
He had 7 starts out of 14 games.
Uh-huh.
4 tackles for loss.
Which is more than Bernardrick McKinney. Win.
John, can I ask you quick questions? Dell, can you answer this for me?
Sure.
Last year he had no starts, 15 games. I mean in 19. He had 13 tackles for loss.
Who are we talking about?
Shaq Lawson,
okay.
And when he was with Buffalo, how did it go from 13 to 4? How did his sacks go from 6.5? You know what?
Miami
misused him.
Misused? They don't know how to use people.
Miami does.
Yeah, nice
people.
Defense you got there.
Yeah, that defense caused all those turnovers. Was in the top 5 of points allowed. Brian Flores doesn't know how to
Tell you what Shaq Lawson does.
Deploy
defense. He'll get you 30-some tackles, 30-some odd tackles, and he'll get you 4 sacks.
So, I was going to say, though.
His numbers are eerily reminiscent of another player who John loves to kill.
But one of the nicest guys. $8.5 million. I'll take it.
Yeah, but one of the nicest players.
Okay.
Why you go killing the nice guys like Whitney Merciless is beyond me.
I got a question.
I think people appreciate Shaq Lawson's drip, though. On the field, at least. He likes to wear Jordan 1 cleats.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool.
You'll enjoy that.
Is he on Team Easterby?
No.
No, not Shaq Lawson. He's on Team Deshaun. They are teammates.
Oh, that's right.
In college.
Uh-huh. He's on Team. So maybe he's going to get.
Maybe this is
a
move.
I feel a trade for A.J. Terrell coming.
Maybe this is a move.
Maybe. Oh, somebody else said Mike Williams. Oh, that's what all the fans are talking about. They need to trade Tunsil for a first. They need to trade Tunsil to the Chargers for Mike Williams and a first.
Get all Deshaun's buddies.
Now I know why. I didn't know why this guy was saying that. Oh, it's a Deshaun. It's a friend zone.
Do you think you can trade Hunter Renfrow to get Brandon Cooks straight up from Hunter Renfrow too?
We got Hunter Renfrow.
Don't you?
No,
think
the real Hunter Renfrow.
We have.
No, no. Keep Deshaun in town move.
Oh. Doesn't it make more sense for Tunsil to be in San Francisco?
What does that mean?
Than Houston?
Why would he be in San Francisco?
I don't know. It just makes more sense to me.
To who? To you? Why?
Okay. Let's stop this real quick.
Okay.
Want you to notice John's shirt. What does his shirt say?
I can't read. Dr. Seuss.
It says one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Here's what I want to know.
I'm on Team Easterby.
Here's what I want to know. Is that a pro-Easterby, an anti-Easterby, or anti-Asian shirt? Is that?
It's an anti-Asian shirt.
Dr. Seuss.
He did write some.
I'm on Team Asia. I'm on Team Easterby. I'm on Team Jamel.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're
I'm on
not.
All the. I'm on Team Mary.
No, you're not. What is Jamel doing currently? If you're on Team Jamel, what's her
she's
new?
Working.
What's her new project?
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. That's why I asked.
Well, we're trying to clean up the streets. That's what we're doing. Me and Jamel.
You're terrible. You're not on
Easy
TV.
Curtis Slewa.
Slewa.
758 ESPN 97.5. One fish, two fish.
Red fish, blue fish. I'm trying to clean up the issues with people losing power. And just the other day, I'm sitting next to a person who lost power randomly. Like, oh! You know, it's like a little PTSD for us when the power goes out. And it's even worse. Let me tell you, for as bad as it was when it was cold, and it was terrible, and it was really terrible for some people, imagine if it were out that long when it's hot. Imagine that, where you can't bundle up. There's nothing you can do. The best thing is to get peace of mind by getting a standalone generator from Generac. The automatic The automatic standby generator from Generac is available at Generator Supercenter. They're the number one dealer in the entire nation, and they're right here in Houston. Now, by the way, they actually, business is so good, they are hiring technician and salespeople and helpers. So if you are interested in employment, you can also check them out online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. But if you are looking for that generator and you want that peace of mind, they've got a free estimate and they've got low monthly payments when you get it financed. It's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save